It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Welcome back. For those of you who've been begging Nick to combine his God-given talents of celebrity impersonations and singing like an angel, this episode will not disappoint. I could try to describe what we talked about after Nick's song, but really, what's the point? Once you hear him sing, your mind will be blown, your heart will be cracked wide open, and you won't remember anything we say after that. So I guess, let's just get to it. Enjoy.
Never gonna turn you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you.
Desert you. Okay, so this is really delightful that you mentioned desert, because I've always had a challenge spelling desert versus dessert.
Oh.
And Patty said to me that her mom taught her that dessert has two S's because everybody wants more dessert.
Yes.
You knew this? You
two helpings is the way I heard it.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Okay. Yeah. I just think that I'll never forget that now.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way to remember it. Like I before E except after C, which is a lie, but you know, I'll never forget that either.
Yeah.
Or the L in your hand for the left hand. You can form an L with your left hand.
Oh, I never learned that.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. How about lefty loosey, righty tighty?
Yeah, I learned that one. Did you learn the times, nine times tables?
No.
So, okay, so let's
say... Oh, wait, though, do they all add to nine?
No. Okay. So, say, give me nine times something.
Nine times six.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. So, 54.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That seems like cheating. Do they let you do that while you're taking a test?
If you see somebody doing that while they're taking a test, it's probably... I think they should probably let them go.
It's like crib notes, but not written. It's like ASL crib notes. Hey, that's an interesting concept.
ASL crib notes?
Well, no, but how about ASL cheating across the room? You know, it's a heavy effort.
Oh, so you could be sending messages to other people
answers
via
across
ASL.
The room. You don't have to be sitting next to each other. Just simple sign language. Like from pitcher to catcher, right? So you could be passing signals that way. But that's a lot of effort to learn.
It's ASL. A lot of effort, and I think it's a dead giveaway. Because you got to be like, first you got to contact the other person and say, okay, which question are you on? Okay, I'm on this question. And then the other person says, oh, very good. Wow. Good job getting to that question already. I actually need help with two questions ago. Can you go back to number four instead?
Okay, you
and the other person's going to be like, oh, you're only on number four. Jiminy Christmas. Like, what is wrong with you? Why don't you go a little bit faster there, bucko? And then you have to spell that out because there's no just one sign for bucko.
That's a lot of verbiage.
And then the other person goes, well, thanks for being all judgy. Like, we're not all as smart as you. Can you just give me the answer to number four? And by this time, I think the teacher will have gotten suspicious.
Probably.
At the very least.
All the motion going on both sides.
There's a lot of motion.
Yeah.
And what are you going to explain that away as? Like, oh, I'm doing some ergonomic exercises. I don't want to get cramps. I don't want to get carpal tunnel. And then you might forget that you're trying to communicate with her verbally. You might accidentally just go into ASL.
Yeah.
Again, giving away your strategic position as a very good cheater. Yeah, I don't think it would work.
I have to say
now that I thought about it.
You've made your case.
I think that is the only possible scenario and outcome.
That's probably the most logical.
I feel like I'm good at coming up with multiple, like, this is all the ways it could go.
Yeah.
And there's only this one for this scenario. Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. If you need any help gaming out all the possible ways things might happen, I'm the person to contact. I can and will help you prep for any situation so that you go in completely prepared. Do you have a job interview coming up? How could you go wrong with a simulated interview with me and then going in for the actual interview? I'll just tell them that I'll do the interview. So there's no reason to interview you because you're going to be so ready that they'll just hire you anyway. I'll call them. Give me their number. I'll call them right now. Also, I could probably help with heists. Multiple kinds. Jewels. Art. Secret lab stuff. Call me at 1-800. I'm good at helping people with practicing for different situations and figuring out what's going to happen, but I'm not good at phone numbers. .com